When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, 7:46 on your Wednesday morning, and we're going to go to our WHBC Newsline right now, where we have the founder and executive director of Whole Latte Love Cafe. Good morning, Beth Umbert. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And before we get started on talking about your event on April 5th, I want you to tell folks about the cafe in North Canton in case they aren't aware.
So Whole Latte Love Cafe is a social enterprise. We're also a nonprofit. We're designed to provide paid training supports to individuals with different abilities. We're a time-limited program, so we're providing those customer service skills, social expectations in the workplace, work readiness, if you will. And then we're helping them transition into the community. They have to come into the coffee shop with the goal of working in the community someday. So that's kind of what we're all about. We've been in business for 2 years. This is our third year now. We've learned a lot along the way. And so our fundraiser this year is connected to what we've learned and how we are hoping to grow and expand our services so we can serve even more individuals.
Yeah, the Whole Latte Love Cafe in North Canton has been very, very successful, very popular. Folks just absolutely love the place. But like you say, you want to grow and do some new things. And that's where the event on April 5th comes in. Explain what the reason for that is.
So Coffee with a Purpose is our fundraiser. This is our second year doing it. And last year we raised an unbelievable amount of money so that we could expand our square footage with our location. So we added a community room, which is available to the public to rent out for a nominal fee. We've added office space and storage rooms and what we like to call an academy or a classroom in the back of that space. And we named that Whole Community Academy. And essentially what that is going to be, it's called a grade 23. So folks with disabilities that are still in high school, they're allowed to be in school until the age of 22. A lot of them have completed their academic requirements through the state of Ohio, and sometimes they stay on for vocational assistance. But what we're discovering at the coffee shop is the folks that are coming in our front door aren't even quite ready for our supported employment enterprise. So we thought, well, if we offered an opportunity for them to do career exploration and job-seeking skills training, get them out into the community where they can do informational interviews, job-seeking skills, and maybe do some volunteering or even paid internships, they might have a little bit more of an idea what they want to do when they come to the coffee shop, so their time is a little bit more limited. So that's the goal of Whole Community Academy, is reaching those students before they officially graduate from high school. And then if they're not quite ready for competitive employment at the end of the program, then they can come into the coffee shop. So it's just an addition to our services.
Yeah, kind of a vocational guidance for them.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome. That's just fantastic. How many do you usually have either in the academy or in the coffee shop at a time?
Well, the Academy is not quite open yet, so that's why we are
okay.
doing this fundraiser this year to raise some money for the curriculum. We have to hire a teacher. There's very specific things that you need to do through this state of Ohio, the Department of Education. So it's a completely different funding stream than we have through the coffee shop. The coffee shop is connected to Medicaid and the Department of Developmental Disabilities. We run two shifts at the cafe. Each individual is there for 5 hours a day. So when a customer comes through the door, you are always greeted by someone with a disability. You are being served by someone with a disability. I have job coaches on the floor, and this coffee shop would not function or run without those great folks that are providing those supports on the floor, either on the front end or in the back end. But we're teaching entry-level customer service skills, either at the register. Folks are hosting and greeting people as they come in the door. Obviously, we're making barista drinks, just like every other coffee shop in the city of North Canton. And then there's two roles in the kitchen, entry-level food prep and dishwashing. So they're also learning how to follow recipes and the Department of Health, those requirements as well.
And a lot of big smiles in there too, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us about the event on April 5th at La Pizzeria. What's going to happen there?
So we, the fundraising committee, have been working tirelessly to get this program together and to make it a great event for everyone. We have some amazing live auction items that people are going to, I think, rally behind. We have over 50 raffle baskets for folks to choose from, Destination Ohio stops that folks can bid on or put raffle tickets into. You name it. We've got a gift card tree. We've got a wine pool. We've got 50-50. And we have this 31-bottled barrel wagon. Actually, it's a bourbon barrel. It was a wagon last year. But there's 31 bottles in it, $1,500 total. So that raffle is currently going on. So for folks that aren't currently on our email list, they can stop into the coffee shop and hit the QR code and buy some tickets for that. Raffle baskets and everything will just be available at the event. But you can buy a ticket to bid on all of our live auctions. We have Ohio State tickets. We have this amazing golf package. We've got some other surprises that we can't necessarily talk too much about, but you can go on our website and get a ticket, and we'd love to meet with you and talk to you about our growth and what direction we're headed, and we'd love just to have the community rally around us.
Okay, and what is your website?
It's wholelattelovecafe.org.
Okay, that's easy. And we're going to give away couple of pairs of tickets to the event on April 5th, so folks can have a chance to go and get in on all that fun stuff with the raffles and everything. It's always great to be a part of a fundraiser like this. And again, if you want to know more about what they do and how you can help, just go to the website and stop in and buy some coffee too. That might be a good idea as well.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much. And honestly, this is such a wonderful thing, and I'm so glad to see that it's working for you to keep it moving, and you learned things that you can now expand and do more to help. It's just been a wonderful path for you, I see.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, we've learned a lot, and we've grown quite a bit, and we're just trying to keep the pieces together. There's a lot of moving parts in the operation of the coffee shop and now with the Academy. So a lot of exciting things happening, and we're just hoping to bring in some more folks and keep growing. So,
yeah. Beth Humbert, founder and executive director of Whole Latte Love Cafe. If you want to help with the cafe, and also you want to go to the event on April 5th and also the Academy help, then please go to their website. Thank you, Beth, so much.
Thank you.